Just take them away, and you don't have to be afraid there are any more mesim around. What about Motza Shloisha Achmonis? In your backyard, all of a sudden, you find that there are three mesim buried there? Then, it depends. Im Yesh B'neihim, if there's in between the two kvaros, Amei Arbo, at Shemino, there was four amis, or else even up until eight amis in between them, then we have to be afraid, Harezu Shchunas Kvaros. We have to be afraid this place, Taka, was a Beis HaKvaros. But the Mishnah said, this was a kever. This was a plot here where a whole family was buried there, that we just went through it, that used to make graves then, and they put the mason inside the walls of the grave, and each cave. And each cave that had come out of whole Mishpacha buried there. He had eight people put inside the walls of the caves. So if you found three mason now, one next to another, you have to be afraid that it's called the Shchuna Kluras. Rishbam says, Masa Shloisha, Mesim, Meshchasim, Kedakim, Zubit, Tzadzu, and there's, and Yesh Ben Arishal and Shlishi, between the first one and the third one, there's close either to four Amis, or else close to eight Amis, you have to be afraid it's Mamash or Kfar or Shchunas, and therefore, Vlo Yitla Mikan, you don't take them away. You can't remove them, because then we say, the Kornel Mekaimam, they belong here. Why, Rishbam says? His Srila Lahai Tana, Toiche Shomoro, inside the mor itself, inside the cave, Arba Armas Alches. How wide was the cave itself? The cave itself was 4x8. Osvirle Nami Shegimel Mesim Nigborim Bekaisel Rochbon. That three Mesim were buried along the width of the wall, as along the six Amis wall. Plehevi Ela Arba Amis. There was only, let's look at four Amis. He holds it's 4x8. And that's how wide the cave itself was. Now, when you go inside the cave, the wall that's four amis wide, you could put, he holds three mason there. So therefore, if you find these three mason there now, which is between three amis, or else eight amis, you have to be, four amis and eight amis, you have to be afraid, mamish, this is the place of the Beis HaKvaros. And therefore, it's koinim koimoi, and even though you own the property on top, you have no right to remove it. Like once a mace had a right to be buried there, it's called Kaina Makaimai, and has to stay there, you can't remove it anymore. So kids, if you find three mason spread out between four Tate Amis from the first to the last one, it's a Shunas Kvaros. Yeah. And therefore what do you have to do now? Ubaidik Mimenu al Halan Esramama. You have to check around now the next 20 Amis. All around your field you have to look for another mace. If you don't find another mace, then it's okay. Then the rest of the field is okay. What about the Motza Echod B'Seif Esrim? Let's say close near the end of the 20 Amis, you found another mace. So again, you have to go further. You have to say you're still in the middle of the cemetery. And Boidik Mimenu Al Halon Chof Amo, you have to go check out another 20 Amis of your field to make sure there are no other mason buried there. Sheraglayim L'Dover, because there's little Raglayim L'Dover. In other words, even though at the beginning when you only find one mace or two mason buried, we do not say it's a Beis HaKvaros. We say it had no right to be buried there. You have a right to remove it. But here, that first you found three mason buried one next to another. So that shows us this here was like a cemetery. That even though later, 20 amos away, you only find one mace, you can't remove that mace. We have a glan l'dover to say that mace is part of the basic forest and he has a right to stay there. So that's what this bracer says. So now let's see, who does it come out like? Oh mama, what did we just say? When you find these three mason buried, if from the first one to the last one, there's either four amis in between, or else eight amis in between, so we say it's called the basic forest, that's the mora, that's the cave where they buried the mason. So Mani, who does this price to go like? E Rabban goes according to Rabban and Amri, Dal Damas Al Shais. They said 4x6. So why does this price to say 4 or 8? They should have just said 4 or 6. E Rabbi Shimon goes according to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Omar. Rabbi Shimon said how wide was each cave? He said Sheish Al Shemayna. It was 6 Amos by 8 Amos. So again, the Vreister should have said, if the space between this mace and that mace was 6 to 8, How come this Brisa says from 4 to 8? Who does it go like? That's like nobody. So Morris says, yes. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon. Really, the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Shimon. Again, and Rabbi Shimon says what? Rabbi Shimon's the one that says 6 to 8. He was the one that said Rabbi Shimon. He has 6 to 8. So if you hold 6 to 8, why does it say 4? So I'll tell you, Fahai Tanahu. It goes at this time now. The time you learn like this. Motzon Ritzufim. Let's say you found the mason buried close together, Ritzufim, one close next to another. V'yein b'neyim midal damas, and there's not damas in between them. Ad ches or 8. Is yesh lem tfusa. Still they have a loch of a tfusa, we say, you have a right to remove them. V'yein lohen shchunas. They're not called a beis hakvaros. Because that's not the way to bury them. So they weren't buried there really, but Torah said beis hakvaros. It was just put there for a time while. You have a right to remove it. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, I don't know. He says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, no, we have to be afraid. This is a regular beis hakvaros here. You can't remove them. Because even though they're bunched together too much, he holds a svara, Rayin Esram Tsoyim Kiluenim. Let's look as if the middle mason are not there. And therefore we just look as if between 4 and 8. That's how you get the lashon of 4 and 8. Even though they're squashed together, we look as if the middle one was squashed there, but the outer two belong there. And therefore between 4 and 8, that's a good cheshvin, how that's normally you would bury them there. And therefore we say that's called the beis hakvaros, and therefore you can't remove them, you have to leave them there. Samar says, if so, Bamaya Kim, to who do you say this price goes like? To Rabbi Shimon. For the Gemara, so I even say, what does I have to say? Boyde Kimenu Alahala Metzramama. And once you found these three mason there, so you have to be afraid it's the middle of a basic chorus, so you have to check out now the next 20 amis to look out for another mace. But the question is, where do you get 20 amis from? Man, who does this go like? E Rabbi Shimon Eskrim Vatatan Heaven. It should be 22 amis, it should be. Rabbi Shimon holds that there are 4 caves, and each cave could be what, could be a 6 by 8. If so, like 6 times 8 is 20.
6 times 8 is 40.
Yeah, no. So how do you get 22 here? Here, Rabbi Shimon, Esther Matat, number should be 22. So what's the response? How do you get 22?
8 and 6.
Stay Morris, ha. Shaches, right. Yeah, that's right. There's 2 Morris, right. So the Morris itself is 8, and the Chotzer is 6. Right, so 8 and 8 is 16, and 6 is 22. That's the angel goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Right, that the length of the Mara was 8, since so you should have to check out a space now of 22 Amis. Because the space from one Mara, from the end of one cave to the end of the opposite cave, is 22 Amis. Because one cave was 8 Amis long, then there's a Chotzer, 6 in between, and then there's another cave on the other side, 8 Amis long. So 2 times 8 is 16, with 6 is 22. So why do you only have to check out 24? You have to check out 22 Amis. And Rabbanim, you go to Quint Rabbanim, that they say the length of the cave was only 6. So then you have 3 times 6 is Timnei Sori Heaven. It's going to be 18. Like each cave was only 6 and 6, and then the Chotzer was 6. So together it's 18, so you only have to check out 18 Amis. That is his price to say, you have to check out 20 Amis. Someone says, really, Yelam Rabbanim, goes according to Rabbanim. And really, it should only be 18. We're going to Bodak, Bialach Sunyan. That true, it's really 18, but he checked out the diagonal of it. But since you went, if he would have went straight across, it's enough to check out just 18 Amis. When you go diagonally, it's always a little bit more than straight across. So going diagonally, you have to go 20 Amis.